March 4th, 2009, letter to President Obama. Dear President Obama, first I would like to congratulate you and your family on your historical win of becoming the first black president in the United States of America. Secondly, I want to thank you for your electronic medical record initiative. I recently viewed the press release entitled 120 Democrats Send Letter to Speaker Pushing for Bipartisan Action on Meaningful Health IT Legislation on the Internet, which stated that the rapid adoption of health information technology by providers and the development of secure, confidential health information networks is literally a matter of life and death. In just the past 6 months, as many as 50,000 Americans have died as a result of medical errors, and approximately another 50,000 have died from preventable infections. Information technology can be used to improve patient safety. As a victim and survivor of medical record errors, I wholeheartedly agree with those statements. Unfortunately, most citizens I have spoken with on this subject are unaware that they have a legal right to their medical records and or have no knowledge of how to request them. As a victim of medical records errors, this letter is to request a meeting with you or a staff member regarding the issue of electronic medical records so that I can share my story in hopes of raising awareness on the serious issue of medical errors. I am a business teacher in the Arlington County Public School System, and I have shared my tragic story in a number of venues, including public schools, churches, conferences, radio, newspaper, magazine, TV, as well as impromptu discussions with random citizens. My students understand the importance of medical record awareness, and they have been charged with the responsibility of educating others about the importance of requesting and examining their medical records. While obtaining credit report is taught in the public schools, and the importance of examining them for errors is widely advertised, we are not educating our students on how to take charge of their own health or communicate with their physicians. Although credit is very important in this country, the truth of the matter is that good health is real wealth. During discussions with my students, we concluded that raising medical record awareness in our public schools is the first step in taking charge of your health. As a result, in 2007, I was inspired to establish Edwin's Foundation, and our motto is, "A teacher's work is never done to services." AdWINS is a nonprofit organization that was formed to assist individuals in becoming productive citizens of society. An article on AdWINS Medical Record Awareness Project that was written by a former high school student and assistant editor, Von Bellows, was featured in the Parkdale High School newspaper, the Panther Press. I feel a strong obligation to continue on this mission that would allow me to educate others, especially after witnessing the interest conveyed in the subject of young people. Lastly, I want to thank you and your wife for being a positive role model for our youth. It gives me great pleasure to say to my students that they can also become the President of the United States of America, just as President Obama.